Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon, Listoon, Listoon Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, it's a beautiful night down here.
Oh,
the summer has finally arrived.
We're outside.
Thank God.
On the river.
Oh, hey, I'd like to do a little rant about the weatherman, but I'm going to be nice. How about the weatherman over the holiday weekend?
Yeah, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain.
Get in beautiful. Your basement. Don't come out. There's going to be hail, tornadoes.
Yeah.
Don't leave your basement.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood, who, by the way, is going into the Irish American
Hall of Fame
June 10th. Yeah. And we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com.
So if you miss a show, you can listen to it on the podcast. Go to SkinnyHooley.com.
It's usually up by Mondays.
Yes. Everyone listens to it.
Oh, I got to tell you, Skinny, it's so nice to be outside. And the weather is
it's just beautiful.
It's going to be a great summer out here on the patio. We're out on the patio, folks, where if the weather,
cooperates.
Good, if weather cooperates, we're here every Wednesday night. And it is
just... come down. It's gorgeous.
It is right gorgeous.
On the river. It's beautiful. And the boats
all
are going by.
All kinds of beautiful people walking by.
Hooley
there's
parked
one right
his,
there. There's a gorgeous gal.
Yeah, Hooley parked his yacht here tonight for the show and climbed up over the fence.
Sure. Yeah.
We got a little listener here over to the left who's checking us out.
And Eddie Sahorek was just here. The great Eddie.
The great Eddie. Yeah. There's all kinds of characters that come down.
Ronnie Marasso, the doctor, is here.
The doctor is in the house.
But one of the reasons we have the show tonight is because it's summer. Summer camp is starting. And the old Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week kicks off again June 26th to the 30th. This is the Irish Music School of Chicago's annual. It's just terrific. And I've been there many, many times.
I was with Katie Grennan on Monday night. She was over at Kathy's house. And I told her, I said, Kathy Ferguson.
So I said, Katie,
when you get up in the morning, you should just walk a half a mile down the road here, right inside the cemetery. You can go to Chief O'Neill's grave.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Olivet. It's pretty
Mount
cool.
Olivet,
it's actually it's got a great big...
Well, you know, Sean Cleland runs
the whole crew out there.
He brings them out there on the final day. Now, let's introduce our guest. We got Rob McLeod here.
Nope.
Hello, Rob. And Rob is a longtime teacher at the summer camp.
Welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you.
Glad we got Vidar Screed is here.
Hi.
Welcome.
I thought you sneezed when you said his name.
It's actually Skrede. Skrede.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But Skrede is fine.
Is there an umlaut? Vidar Skrede.
Thank you.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's very good, Holy. Very good. Now, where are you from, Vidar?
I'm from Norway.
Are you really?
Norway.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get into Irish music?
Well,
you have a very high functioning IQ.
He married a musician.
I did that too. I was really into it as a teenager, but I've mostly been playing Scandinavian folk music until I came to Chicago and kind of rekindled my passion for Irish music, and here I am.
That's great.
The short story.
Yeah.
Very good.
And
very
he's
good.
Married to Rebecca from the Tossers.
That's right.
Oh, very good.
Where did you get? You guys met in Norway? That was pretty romantic.
Well, we met here at the Irish Fest in Milwaukee 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Very
That's
good.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And were you performing there?
No, I was actually having a gig up in Door County.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Liz Carroll.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She is the best.
Yeah, that was awesome.
She is the gold standard, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
Well, these guys,
we've had Liz in a couple times. She's just tremendous.
You guys are both teaching this summer at the summer camp, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it starts June 26th. Folks, you got to get in on this because if you have a kid between the ages of 4 and 17, they will love it. I know this because my granddaughter went there and she loved it. She wants to go back.
That's where she stole the fiddle, right?
No, she did not steal anything.
No, you did. I'm sorry. I didn't pin that on.
She played the tin whistle. Not very well, but she was very good at lilting. They teach them all this stuff, how to lilt, Ceilidh dancing, Gaelic sports, Celtic arts and crafts, Seanóis dancing, Irish singing, music instruction. And it's just amazing. All the kids are, a lot of them are really, really talented. They're very precocious young people. So it's a great school, and we want to encourage
June 26th to the 30th, yeah. The Irish American Heritage Center. Huli, is there a website for this?
There is. It's the Irish Music School of Chicago. Where is the website?
It's at irishmusicschool.org.
That's it, irishmusicschool.org.
Oh, okay,
good. Or call Kathy at 773-412-5082. It's going to be at the Irish American Heritage Center, 4626 North Knox. Is that a Monday, the 26th, Rob, that starts?
Yeah.
So it goes Monday through Friday.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. And they pack an awful lot of fun in those four days. So
and a lot of instruction, too.
Oh, yeah. So go to the website and learn more about it and sign up and bring your kids. It's very reasonable. As a matter of fact, we're offering, well, I'll tell you later, we're offering a special Skinny and Huli discount. Well, I'll tell you it again, but if you call in that number, 773-412-5082, or go to irishmusicschool.org, where's the thing?
You
about
get a
that?
Dollar off. Just go Huli, there and sign up. Don't worry about the discount.
You have to. No, I'm telling you, it's a great deal, but I didn't get that piece of paper.
That's all right.
It says Huli. Put Huli in there, and you get it for $30 or something like that, for a full day.
And you get to keep the instrument that they give you.
You do not. All right, so anyway, you guys are here. You're going to do some music for us. What do you got up your sleeve, Rob?
So we have a trio of jigs that we're going to play for you. The first one is called Tommy Mulhare's. The second one is The Haunted House. And the third one is called Josie's Visit.
Okay, Tommy Mulhare's, right? Mm-hmm. And?
The Haunted House and Josie's Visit.
Yeah.
These are Halloween songs, I take it.
Josie's Visit. Rob McLeod and Vidar Skrida. Okay,
they're getting tuned up here, folks.
Yeah. What were they
They've been
before?
Drinking for hours, so they're a little out of tune here, but they're going to be coming on strong in a minute. It is a beautiful night here, though, isn't it?
It's a great night on the, you know, what the hell have you guys been doing for the last 15 minutes?
They've been drinking, Sam Adams,
on the air.
Guinness. Thank you. right, all right. Fabulous. That was great.
Rob McLeod. Vidar Skrida. Did I say that right?
Right.
That's close.
Okay.
What was the one after the haunted house? What was?
Josie's Visit.
Josie's Visit. Should be Josie Visits the Haunted House.
It's Tommy Mulhare's The Haunted House and Josie's Visit. I need this for later for the...
For the jokes.
Yeah, for the jokes. All right, so this is your first year at the camp, Vidar, right?
Actually, I won't make it this year, but...
You're not going to be there?
No, I'm really sorry. It's, yeah, I would...
You may have dodged a bullet, you don't know.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know you. I won't know.
Okay. But do you teach at the Irish Music School of Chicago?
Not regularly. I'm more like a standing guy for every opportunity.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, that's
like
good.
Now.
You did great. You did
Thanks.
Great.
Yeah.
And what hey, when you played with Liz Carroll, what was that like?
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was, she's really a down-to-earth person to play with, and it's really easy to connect with her, and...
She's just lovely, amazing.
She's great tunes.
Yeah.
She's a Southsider. She's a great gal.
Mm. Yeah,
hey, now, Rob, now, how do you... You have to deal with these kids all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Any great memories of some kid flipping out at school or anything? That never happens, sure.
No. Really, the kids do great. You know, they're full of energy and a lot of fun. And, I mean... Excuse me.
Do you ever have to hit the kids?
With the fiddle.
Right.
Come on, this is not 1945.
He said that when he looked at you.
What do you think you are, like a spring chicken?
Anyway, so kids can learn. Can they learn guitar? No.
Yeah, it should be on the...
They can learn anything.
Yeah, I mean, we have classes in all sorts of instruments. So particularly if they... We don't have any group classes in guitar, per se.
Right.
But especially in our teen class, we have that ensemble group that, you know, kids can work on skills in their own instrument and stuff.
Now, when the kids show up at day camp, some of them have no musical experience whatsoever.
Right, yeah. And so they come in, you know, not knowing... Very much at all or anything.
Play tag for a while.
And how many kids do they usually get? Right, do you know?
We get usually around like 60 or 70
kids.
Oh,
that's great.
Real nice group last year.
Oh, yeah.
That is just great.
A nice thing is that this music and the tunes are tunes that go on any instrument, really. So it's not very specific to one instrument.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's very inclusive.
And
music.
It's not real. I mean, the kids will probably get up and dance to the music and everything. And
right.
They're into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they teach them Irish dancing and everything. And lilting, learning how to lilt and a little bit of Gaelic.
Yeah, so it's all inclusive Irish culture experience.
That's
it's
it.
Not just.
That's the way to put it.
That's a good way to explain it.
To submerge them in Irish culture for a week.
Exactly.
And, you know, and
they'll
never
come home with
it.
A brogue and eating soda bread,
and drinking beer.
Drink a beer, even though they're 5 years old.
But
that reminds me of the story.
That parents.
There was a guy in the neighborhood, Jack Hurley, who you remember.
Oh, sure, the policeman.
The policeman, and he said that there was, I probably told the story before, but I'll tell it again. A man across the street, he said he had one of those city jobs. He used to leave in the morning at 7:45, walk down the street, get on the bus, and off he'd go. Every day he was home at 10:30, get off the bus. He'd walk, get up on his front porch, and he'd pop a beer.
Yeah.
He'd sit out there, read the paper.
Yeah.
And he said, and then one morning, he says, Jack, come on. Just come over here and have a beer with me, would you? So Jack said he went over there, and he goes, come on, just have a beer. And he said, you know, I was going to have a beer. And then finally I said, you know, Mr. McCarthy, I'm only 8 years old.
Mr. McCarthy.
And that's a true story.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, what about another tune, guys?
Yeah, great. We're going to...
If you just join us, we're listening to Rob McLeod and
Vidar
Skrida from the Irish Music School of Chicago. And they're
two great musicians.
The summer camp coming up June 26th to the 30th over at the Irish American Heritage
Rob
Center.
Rob is on the fiddle. And Vidar is on the guitar.
And Rob also plays the cello. He plays all kinds of stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah, and the tin whistle and the
I was gonna,
the bass. I saw him teaching kids the bass fiddle once.
Really?
Isn't that the big, or maybe that was the
that
cello.
That was the cello, yeah.
Okay.
Cello.
Yeah, cello. Okay. All right, so what are you going to do now?
So we're going to do a couple of hornpipes now. The first one is called the Home Ruler, excuse me. And the second one is Kitty's Wedding. So nice traditional set for you.
All right.
Very good.
D and G.
He said D and G, Peter. Okay.
D and G, yeah.
Okay.
You just have to check the guitar.
He's just got to check. He's got to check the guitar and get it tuned up. We're in a tune-up session again here, Holy. Yes. Are you ready?
It sounds nicer when it's in tune.
That usually helps. And tons of people going by here on the Riverwalk.
Oh, it's just a beautiful night. You got to come by here some Wednesday night, folks. This summer, make yourself a promise that you're going to get down here this summer.
Yes.
And join
down
Skinny
free
and
beer if you pay for
there's
it.
No free beer. There's nothing free.
So here we go. I hope we're going now. Vidar is hooking something up there. It looks like a walkie-talkie.
The thumbs up from Vidar. Okay.
All right, here we go.
And a one, and a two.
And a three.
One, two, three.
Hit it. Very good. That was excellent.
Well done,
excellent.
Guys.
Rob, how old were you when you started playing?
I was 8 years old.
Really?
Good for you.
And I started with Suzuki classical music and then eventually transitioned
Suzuki
into Irish
music. Suzuki is the violin, right?
Yeah.
Not the car.
No.
Okay.
Really? That's pretty neat. 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you go to grammar school?
I went to Walt Disney Magnet.
And what about high school?
To Sen High School.
Oh yeah.
Walt Disney is right there on Marine Drive, right off of, but right next to Lake Shore.
He's from Chicago, Walt Disney. Do you know that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Neat guy, very neat guy. He only won 37 Oscars. And when he died, he died about a week before the Oscars.
Yeah.
They never mentioned it on the Oscars. You know, all those
typical.
People,
sure.
You know, the
Hollywood fakers.
Hollywood fakers, phonies.
I'd say
perverts.
Else, but I'm just going to run the radio, so I'll just say fakers.
Anyways, we're not, me and Holy are not too fond of the Hollywood fakers. But Walt Disney
Rob,
was a great
guy. Rob, will folks teach you? What did your mom and dad do?
As far as what?
Well, how did they say, here, get, here's a fiddle?
Here's a Suzuki?
Yeah, here's a Suzuki when you're 8 years old, or what?
I mean, no, so I actually asked my dad to give me lessons because he always listened to classical music growing up.
Oh, really?
And so that was always around, and I just loved
was
the sound of
the... Was he a musician as well?
Fiddle. He did play in high school.
Okay.
He, like, played the drums and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, my mom was a musician as well. She played the flute in bands.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, really?
So, or in her,
see,
her
when
school
you, the
band.
The family that works on music that spawns musicians, that's a good
that's
thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, Avid, are you...
And when you have a family that drinks a lot, it spawns drinkers.
No comment.
Everything. Yeah.
Vidar, he looks like a young John Voight, doesn't
Does
he?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
John Voight? I have to Google him.
John Voight. You Voight. Don't know who he is?
No, sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm big, big, big movie star. All over the world. Even in Norway.
John Voight?
V-O-I-G-H-T.
Oh. Midnight Cowboy, man. Yeah.
Well, that rings a bell.
You know what? We're going to start calling you that. Yeah, we'll Vidar the Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah. Sounds nice. I like it.
Who was his daughter, John Voight?
Angelina Jolie.
She's there you
been
go.
In, she's been in our Who Cares quite a bit over the last couple of years. Oh. I forgot about that, the connection.
No, he did a pretty good job with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a little older than you. Just.
anyway, so you're here to help inspire these kids as well. Do you, you're like a fill-in teacher at the school. Do you get a lot of the younger kids or what are the people...
Oh, I mostly appear at the sessions, and you know, support.
Do you ever show up at the sessions over at the Irish American Heritage Center?
It has
We've
happened.
We've never seen you there.
I have been there
on Thursday night.
Was it a regular thing? I'm not sure.
It's I've every been, Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on by.
Yeah, yeah, I will. Every when?
Every Thursday night. John Williams is the session leader.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And who is it this week? It's Aislinn Gagliardi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aisha, she's the harpist.
The harpist, that's yeah. right. She's the harpist.
She's yeah. great.
Yeah, she's like an angel. She's like an angel. Mm-hmm. All right, so another tune, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Rob, you were really good with that thing, aren't you? With the fiddle.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
He's been fiddling around since he was 8. He's
I enjoy a fiddler. It a lot. All right, so we are going to do a set of reels for you guys. This is another old traditional set, first recorded by Michael Coleman. And this is the Tarbolton set. So we'll start with the Tarbolton into the Longford Collector and into the Sailor's Bonnet.
It all ends up in the Sailor's Bonnet, right?
Yeah. E minor, G.
If we got a... well, there's a lot of people coming in and out of Lizzie's. They're all looking good.
I'm out here to hear the music.
Yeah, we got a great crowd here tonight. There must be a couple hundred people here. All right, here we go. Vidar and Rob, they're ready to rock and roll.
One,
two, three,
four.
Go. Thank you. Rob McLeod and Vidar.
Finishing up Skreder. In the sailor's bonnet. There they are.
Yes.
Rob McLeod and Vidar Skreda.
Skreda.
Okay, so I want to give everybody the word. It's Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, June 26th to the 30th. Kids Day Camp over at Irish American Heritage Center, 4626 North Knox. You can register at irishmusicschool.org or call Kathy at 773-412-5082. It's brought to you by the Irish Music School of Chicago, traditional
You know,
music.
A lot of kids go to day camp, Holy, but they have a chance to actually learn something, immerse themselves in Irish culture.
And that's the beauty of it.
Right.
You know, if you're an Irish American or whatever, you put your kids in there and dunk them in the Irish pool, the gene pool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Listen, you guys, loved having you.
Yeah, thanks so much for stopping by. You guys are
great. I know Vidar has to catch a train or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a session at Galway Arms tonight.
So. Oh, the Galway Arms. Is good. Patty Holman going to be there?
No, it's going to be Pauline Connealy tonight.
Oh, Pauline's terrific. Mm-hmm.
She's
real.
She's fun.
Yeah.
She's fun, really fun.
Tell her we said hi.
Yeah.
I will.
She's great.
Okay. Can you stick around and do another tune for us, Rob?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, thank you. Easy. Thank you, Vidar.
All right, you guys. God bless you both.
God bless you.
We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooli Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hey, thanks to Jim Sweeney.
Jim Sweeney, Kevin Burke, terrific guys.
Terrific guy, Local 150. They are the best.
Hey, you
it's
know
a huge
Skinny?
Union, you know that.
You know what? The Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week Kids Day Camp returns for its seventh big year to the Irish American Heritage Center from June 26th through July 1st. Go to www.irishmusicschool.org or call 773-412-5082. This unique Kids Day Camp at the Irish Heritage Center for Kids age 4 to 17 and celebrates and explores the special connection between Chicago and Ireland. It's five action-packed days that are filled with learning traditional Irish music, singing, dancing, creating stories, lilting, folklore, and Boron bashing, all taught by the best musicians and teachers from across the USA and Ireland. We got two of them right here. The Irish Day Camp welcomes kids of all musical abilities, ranging from absolute beginners to those who've been playing for years. Those who have never played music before can begin their musical journeys during this week trying out the tin whistle, violin, or bowron. And kids who normally play classical music can explore the magical world of Irish music on their instruments. Camp activities are taught in fun-filled groups divided by age and ability. Well, that makes sense. Kids spend the whole week learning, preparing to perform at a camp final recital for friends and family on Saturday, July 1st.
And what's the website again, Holy? It's right on the front. The
IrishMusicSchool.org. But I want to tell you, Skinny and Hooli listeners get $30 off on one full day. That's a big deal for the kids' day camp. All you got to do is write in Hooli Kids Camp. That's the code. Hooli, H-O-U-L-I, Kids Camp, to get that special deal. So don't forget that. All right, so we're very fortunate to have two of their teachers,
the great ones here tonight.
Rob McLeod, Vidar Skleda, and they're here. And they're playing.
They just got their parking passes.
And they just got their parking passes, and now they're going to do a couple more tunes for us, right?
Yeah. All right. So we are going to do a few jigs that we actually have taught our teenage kids as part of their own, as part of our ongoing classes. This is a set of jigs called the Tenpenny Bits, Trip to Athlone, and Donnybrook Fair.
The Trip to Athlone, I wonder if they know Dan Daly.
Yeah, Dan's going with us on the trip to Ireland. We'll talk about that a little later.
Oh, okay. What was it? Tenpenny Bit and what else?
Trip to Athlone.
Oh, that's right.
All right, Athlone's a great town. Mm-hmm. We were and there, Holy. All right, are you guys ready?
Donnybrook Fair.
And Donnybrook Fair.
Ready?
It's a Donnybrook.
One, two,
three. Here we go. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Bravo.
Great job. Bravo.
Thank you.
Vidar, I would think you guys have played together for a long time. It's, I mean, it's, you're very
really?
Good together.
Really? You haven't?
Nope.
Holy
no.
cow.
They were very good, though.
It's the first time only the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrific, man.
Yeah, they're terrific.
No rehearsal behind it.
No rehearsal.
Oh, well, I could know that part. But anyways.
There is potential. There is potential.
It really sounded great. Well, that's what the sessions are all about. You just jump in with somebody and yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you're headed to the Galway Arms session right now.
I am.
And you can see our old pal Pauline Keneally. Tell her Skinny and Hooley said hi.
I will.
We're big fans of her.
Yes.
She's one of the greatest banjo players in America.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah. And now, do you know what a Donnybrook is, Mr. Escreda?
Say again?
Do you know what a Donnybrook is? You just played
I don't. What is it?
It's a fight.
It's a fight.
A fight?
Oh, there's a Donnybrook going on.
In Ireland, when there's a Donnybrook, it means there's a big fight. Yeah.
Sounds scary.
It can be scary. If you're drunk enough, it doesn't matter. You know? Anyway, so we're so glad to have you here. Folks, you got to get over to summer day camp.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Come back.
Anytime. It's the Francis O'Neill Irish Arts Week, June 26th to 30th. Kids Day Camp for kids 4 to 17. You can't beat it. Just immerse your kid in Irish culture. They'll love it. They will love it.
They will. Yeah, absolutely. And you can send your kid to a day camp, but they just run around
and hit each other and throw rocks.
Yeah, this way they get a little culture.
Yeah, they get the culture. They get that Irish culture.
They get the culture.
Yeah, we keep them busy all day long.
That's fabulous.
That's
fabulous.
A lot.
And they come home and they're happy and they're...
You know what? Can you remember Mickey Smith who went to Ireland with us?
Yeah.
All right, so last year Mickey was helping with the day camp, right? And I had my granddaughter Charlotte there and I had to hang around, I guess, to give her a ride home. So I'm up in the Aaron room and all the kids her age, and last year she was six. She's seven now. All the six-year-olds come running into the Aaron room and they all get up on the stage. And they start jumping off the stage. And Mickey goes, "Do not jump off the stage." Charlotte starts imitating her. "Do not." I said, "Hey, knock that off. What are you doing?"
She's a chip off the old block, man.
She's a friend of ours. Anyway,
I'm talking about Charlotte.
Oh, yeah,
she's a character. Like her grandfather.
Oh, okay. We got to take another break. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, guys. God bless you both.
Keeping the culture alive. We'll be right back in the Skinny and Hooley Show with these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. His trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're having a blast here by the river. Saturday afternoon. Hope you're all tuning in. Hey, those guys.
The weather's been great. They were terrific. Rob and Vidar, they were very, very good. And you know what? Holy, we're really fortunate that the summer has finally arrived.
Well, it hasn't technically.
I know, but I wish that global warming would kick in. It's been kind of cool.
I'm very stressed about that.
I know, but it's been very, very worried about the global warming.
Hey, Skinny, you know what? Would you give me a hand
with this door?
With this door, please!
I got it! Barbara Streisand mourns death of her beloved dog, Samantha.
Who cares?
Kendall Jenner reacts to Caitlyn's memoir. That's insane!
Who cares?
Disgraced teacher Mary Kay Letourneau and former students separate after 12 years of marriage and 7 years in prison.
Who cares?
President Donald Trump responds to Kathy Griffin's controversial beheading photo.
Who cares?
Kathy Griffin loses endorsement deal with Squatty Potty after
beheading. Who cares?
That's good.
Fine. CNN officially removes Kathy Griffin from its New Year's Eve broadcast after nearly 10 years. You're fired.
Who cares?
Finally, Satan worshippers disavow Kathy Griffin after a grotesque Trump behead.
Who cares?
Close it up! You know,
I would say Kathy Griffin had a rough week.
Get up on the top of my shoulder.
Oh, I got it.
Got it.
Holy cow. I got a little distracted here.
Hey,
I thought that was Kathy Griffin.
No, that was not Kathy Griffin.
How about the Satanists renounced her?
Yeah, even them.
They didn't even do that for Hitler.
No, they said, we can't. She went to OPRF. Did you know that?
No, she didn't.
Yes,
she's disgusting.
She did. She went to OPRF. She's done. I think her number is
up. She's toast.
She's toast.
Which
is Rosie. Her and Rosie are going to put Rosie O'Donnell are going to put a comedy act together.
Yeah, they're going to do it in Iceland.
Yeah. Who cares?
Ah, very good, Billy.
Billy, very good.
You know, Skinny, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Wrongs or Hearts or Ken's and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist and he says to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?"
Hey, Hooli, I just wanted to say, but Patrick Michael Durkin, who passed away, just a great, great guy. And it's a very long story, but he worked for my brother Mike. He went to Mendel High School. He's a tremendous, tremendous quarterback, a great guy with people. He worked in the boot camp. He got more people jobs that went to jail, that were arrested, than I think anybody.
Did he really?
Yeah, he worked with all the unions, and he grabbed these guys that were gangbangers and
help
stuff.
These guys. Yeah.
He helped them all out. I mean, he was just a great, great man. He got very sick, and I saw his wife's name was Patricia Pitt also, and went to the wake. But I just wanted to say, on behalf of the Sheehan family and everybody else, Pat Turkin was, everyone knows, he's just a tremendous, tremendous man, and a great, great guy. One in a million, so he will be missed. So say a prayer for Pat Durkin, a great
God
man, a great American, too, Hooli.
Also,
you know what I mean?
Skinny Edwin F. Ted Sullivan, age 77. You know the Sullivans from St. Killian's. He was one of the 12. I think there's like 10 brothers.
There's 15 of them.
12 of them. He was a brother of 12.
Oh.
So he's Mike's brother, Kevin's, you know, the twins,
Kevin
and Brian. And
he passed away?
Age 77, yeah.
He was at the Carmel reunion, I think.
Yes, he might have been because they all went to Carmel. Ted was the father of Sean, Kevin, Dan, Aaron, Andrew, and the late James. Just a great family, and our heart goes out to all the Sullivan brothers especially. God rest his soul, Ted Sullivan. Carmel guy.
Yeah, no, I talked to him at the Carmel reunion. The parents have 87 grandchildren.
That's amazing.
Just amazing. The Sullivans are just a great Southside family, and just I talked to Kevin. Just really, really good people, great people. So say a prayer for them.
You know, about 2 years ago, we had Jerry Hennigan on the show.
Yes.
And it was her cousin who was working with the Ballygunan restoration of the Quiet Man train station.
Yes.
You familiar with that?
Yes.
Well, they need help because the roof is falling apart. And they launched a big campaign Thursday, May 18th. They need dough. Go on Facebook go to www.ballyglunin.com and throw them a couple of bucks because they got a great video with with Leo Morin on it from the Saw Doctors, and he's helped. It's just, and you get all these great things. You put in 10 euro, you get a lapel pin with a famous castle town. All this great stuff. So help them out. We're going to be going there in October.
Yes. And you know what? Speaking of Jerry Hennigan, Jerry's in charge of the Warrior Games for the veterans. They're all coming to Chicago, Holy. They do the Veterans Warrior Games every year. They always do it on a naval base or an army base or marine base or whatever. It's the first time they've gone to a city. They're coming to Chicago.
Soldier Field, I would think.
Yes, it's going to be tremendous. And, it, you know, there's so many of them that have been wounded and so forth. But they, Jerry's, you know, she does Special Olympics.
Jerry's the best.
She's very terrific. Very special person. Yeah. And I talked to her today about the – I was at the City Club yesterday. Mayor Emanuel got up and gave her a nice plug and said, you know, we're very happy to have the Veterans Games coming here to – Chicago, and but anyways, it's a good thing for Chicago. So they've never done it in a city, and I'm sure Chicago will turn out. So
we have another mystery guest here.
Yeah.
Introduce
speaking
him?
Of roofers, someone that covers it all. You know, when I was at the years I worked at McCormick Place, you know, every time something went wrong there, something had to be fixed. Jimmy Furlong would run in the office. Oh my God, the ceiling is leaking, or there's something wrong. The heat isn't working, or whatever. There was only one guy you called because he could fix everything, and that was they called him the doctor he was very
all over town as the doctor.
He's known all over town, even though he wasn't Irish. He had the O on the wrong. This is the guy that Jim Furlong learned everything from. Our friend Ron Marasso. Ronnie, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And Furling was absolutely right. But I always knew what to do and not what to do. And I could never thank you as much to have me on this show.
And he's the mayor of Bridgeport, too.
And yes. I can't wait to come back.
Yeah.
How about Jim Furlong? Was he the best?
He's still the best.
Yes, he is. He is the best.
And he listens every week, Jimmy.
Yeah.
God bless him.
And I don't know if he'll remember you, Ronnie. Do you think he'll remember you?
Well, maybe. We might have to give him an aspirin.
Give him an aspirin.
I know you want to say hello to Jimmy Furlong. So
it's all good. Absolutely. Jimmy, I miss you. And I think the last time I saw you was, I don't remember. Do you remember the last time? Call Skinny or Hooley, and they will definitely let me know.
Okay. There you go, Jimmy Furlong. We have a special shout-out from the doctor.
We have a special shout-out from the doctor, and he was the guy that saved Jim Furlong at McCormick Place. He was the guy that could fix anything. Now, I'm not talking about mechanical or anything, but if someone got arrested, you got your car towed, your parking ticket.
We'll fix it. We don't do anymore. We used to do that.
That was the good old days, right?
That was the good old days, but he covered it all. And
we got to take one more break, believe it or not.
Do we really?
Yeah, we got one more break, and we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show for these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
you're looking for an office in the Loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Hey, hey there, Brendan and Riley's Daughter, and all our sponsors.
You know,
Hooley, but
Brendan just lost his grandfather last week, so our condolences.
Did he really? Who?
His name is Ryan.
I didn't know that.
His first name. But
they're terrific, though, Riley's Daughter.
They are the best.
And if you go to Midway, stop at Riley's because it's,
or if you're at 111th and 4010 West.
And they're going to be there for
a
few more years.
Yeah.
That worked out. It was everything was good. And but anyways, we're.
Well, I'm hoping Brendan's going to Ireland with us.
Yeah, you know, Mike Miller said he said he wants to be alone. I'm telling you right now, he doesn't want a roommate. You know, he's bringing Kathy. But if Brendan comes,
Brendan's coming, he'll make room for him.
He'll make room for him.
Mike has his sister and his daughter coming too.
Hey, Hooley, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, ask away.
What about the trip to Ireland? You know, I was telling you I saw Katie Grennan the other night. She's so excited about going again. I mean, if you haven't seen Katie play or you haven't seen Katie, period, she is so good and so fabulous, and it's so much fun. And I want people to know that if you go to Ireland with Skinny Hooley, we don't travel. You don't have to do everything together. When we go into Galway or you go into Killarney or whatever or wherever, and you're on your own.
Or you can join us.
You can join
us.
We're
not going to throw you out. Yeah.
And it's just. There's so many people that are interested. And last year we had a problem, Hooley.
Sold out.
It sold out, and then we had all these extra people. So get your money in now. Get it in now. Yeah. Sign up. There's a couple of people that are probably going to go with us. But anyways.
That was great.
Yes. Yes. But.
Those are a couple of Democrats walking down the street there.
But we could. It's just a great time. And I don't know anyone that has. No one's ever
had a bad time with us in Ireland. I know
never.
That.
Never.
Maybe the Unabomber.
Yeah.
But maybe the Unabomber. There's a Ronnie.
Ronnie, you should think about coming
with us.
I know you. The farthest you've been from Bridgeport is like Canaryville, but you should think about coming to Ireland.
Absolutely, and all my reviews from you and Hooley have been fabulous.
Well, what do you think we're going to say, okay? Tell the truth.
You told me to say it.
Get this guy a drink, will you?
But we're very happy that it's going so good, Hooley. But you know, there's
really
a lot of people that are saying, "Oh,
Katie's
I'm going." But we have
and
the best musician.
Every year it's different, you know.
It is.
We're going to Galway. We're going to Aran Islands, which I've never been to. We've been to Galway, and that's
been
why
to Greek Islands.
No, that's a restaurant over on Halstead. But this is the
Aran Islands. I thought it was the same.
Westport. We're going to. We're going to go to the shrine of Our Lady of Knock, Ronnie, where the Blessed Mother appeared. many years ago.
That's a fabulous place, Julie. I've been there.
It's all good. We're going to Ackle Island. We're going to Roscommon. We're going all over the place. But so it's different every year. We're going to be going on another one of those cruises. It's going to be where we have lunch on the boat and have a couple of Canarbles while we're on
the
boat.
You know what, though, that cruise?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'll never forget.
That was
so
best.
Beautiful. It was the best part. And I was like, I'm going to sit on this boat for 2 hours.
It went absolutely fabulous. Like 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it did. It was really good. So, anyways, Holy, we got a lot of things. Hey, I want to remind people, if anybody's interested in helping out, we have softball at Washington Park.
Where exactly is Washington Park? Tuesday and
Wednesday. It's 5200 South. It's...
And what?
Like 5200 South King Drive or something like that. It's right near the Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to volunteer, get a hold of me. Just go to sochicago.org.
And what are they looking for? Referees?
They would help the kids get on and off the buses, coach them and stuff like that.
Okay.
We have about 800 kids for 2 days, 800 each day.
Wow. You were telling me you brought all the kids to the zoo.
Yeah, we brought 650 kids to the zoo last week.
Right?
Oh, my God. You know, it's very sad because I'd say 90% of them have never been to a zoo.
Yeah.
It was really
very sad.
Yeah, it was very good, though. So we had a great time there. And
not like you, Skinny. You were born in the zoo.
I was born in the kangaroo cage.
Not a zoo was born by him.
Hey, if you want to get involved and go to Ireland with us, call Sarah O'Malley.
Right.
773-527-0123. We're on Facebook. We got the tour up on Facebook. Or go to Ireland at godiplomat.com.
It's October 19th to the 26th. You will never, ever forget it.
Yeah.
Okay, you can stay home and be making Halloween
and
stuff.
Come on down on a Wednesday night and join us. We're going to be all summer.
So we'll thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to everybody that listens.
See you later.
Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.